Israel slams UN Human Rights Council accusations of sexual misconduct, blood libel. By Joel B. Polak on March 13, 2025. Israel slammed the United Nations Human Rights Council, HRC, after it produced a report claiming, falsely, that Israel tried to harm Palestinian fertility during the recent war in Gaza, and used sexual violence against Palestinians. The report is an inversion of earlier actual findings, confirmed by the United Nations a year ago, that Palestinian terrorists used sexual violence, including rape, against Israeli women and men on October 7, 2023, and thereafter. The report, officially by the UNCOI, Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, emerges from the HRC, a body that includes many dictatorial governments that have no concern whatsoever for the human rights of their own citizens, and which is obsessively devoted to attacking Israel. The report says, Israel has increasingly employed sexual, reproductive and other forms of gender-based violence against Palestinians as part of a broader effort to undermine their right to self-determination and carried out genocidal acts through the systematic destruction of sexual and reproductive health care facilities. Among its claims, the report accuses Israel of deliberately destroying reproductive health care facilities during the war in Gaza to damage Palestinian fertility, repeating a conspiracy theory that circulated among anti-Israel activists online during the conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected the report, issuing a statement, translated from Hebrew by the government press office. The anti-Israel circus known as the UN Human Rights Council has long been revealed as an anti-Semitic, rotten and irrelevant organization that supports terrorism. For good reason, Israel decided to quit it approximately 1 month ago. Instead of focusing on the crimes against humanity and the war crimes that were perpetrated by the Hamas terrorist organization in the worst massacre carried out against the Jewish people since the Holocaust, the UN has again chosen to attack the State of Israel with false accusations, including baseless accusations of sexual violence. Israel's foreign ministry called the report one of the worst cases of blood libel the world has ever seen. In regard to the blood libel published by the Commission of Inquiry, it is one of the worst cases of blood libel the world has ever seen, and the world has seen many. It accuses the victims of the crimes committed against them. Hamas is the organization that has committed. pic.twitter.com/64erbe5dtayan. Israel Foreign Ministry, at Israel MFA, March 13, 2025. The term blood libel refers to the medieval practice of falsely accusing Jews of murdering Christian children for ritual purposes, a claim that has been imported by, and amplified in, the Muslim world in recent decades. Anne Herzberg, the legal advisor and an UN representative for NGO Monitor, commented. This latest report yet again reveals the UN Human Rights Council Commission of Inquiry against Israel as a main vector of atrocity denial and inversion. Since October 7, the COI has outrageously accused Israel of committing crimes against humanity in Gaza while refusing to say the same about Hamas. It also downplayed the mass sexual violence committed on October 7 against Israeli women and girls, while now issuing an entire report dedicated to defaming the IDF with the false claim of perpetrating systematic gender-based violence against Palestinians. Moreover, the COI has done zero advocacy to free the hostages, while just this week held another 2 days of anti-Israel propaganda hearings. We hope the new U.S. administration will cut all funding to the UN bodies responsible for providing millions of dollars to this egregious panel and that all countries of conscience will swiftly follow suit. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the HRC, both in his first term and in the first days of his second. President Joe Biden rejoined the HRC on the argument that American engagement could help reform it. Update: Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer commented on the report, saying that it took chutzpah and was appalling for the United Nations to accuse Israel falsely of what Palestinians had actually done to Israelis. He said that the HRC report validated President Trump's decision to withdraw from that body, as well as Israel's. It's just another body to cover up the crimes against the Jewish people, and to be an advocate for Hamas, just like UNRWA. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.